podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 37. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much. Having a good night?
We are having a good night. It's recording night.
Just hanging.
You heard it. Yeah, it's fun. It's always nice to get together and get at the mics, record some, talk about creepy stuff, you know?
Have some laughs in between.
We have a few.
Sing Kumbaya. Didn't we do that before this? You're like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I missed that.
We could start a comedy episode, start recording what we talk about in between stuff.
We shouldn't. We really should.
Some stuff we could.
We could probably. Yeah. It'd probably be lucrative, right?
Yeah. No, we always have a good time. And yeah, a lot of the times it's just the in-between is just as fun. So.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But we always love with the listeners, the creepies out there, bringing some fun, spooky.
Got to bring you guys with us, right?
Absolutely. So thanks for joining us for episode 37. Man, getting close to 40.
That's wild, isn't it? It is hard to believe.
It is wild. Sean, got some announcements for
you? You trust me with the pre-topic announcements?
I'm going to. I have so far. So you haven't let me down yet.
Okay. Yeah, I see how it
goes. Pressure.
No pressure, no problem, right? So we always want to mention our merch. So putting our logo on whatever you guys want to order. Holiday season's coming up. We keep mentioning that because it's true. It's right here. When I left tonight, the kids and Jenna were starting to Christmas-ify our house inside.
No.
It's too early.
I said that. I go, are you sure this is legal?
No.
It is.
I said, we just put down put, now.
I couldn't. Yeah. We were cleaning out the garage last night, and I said, so when are the Christmas decorations going on? Because we had like stacks of stuff, and Jenna put a Christmas tree out on the porch, like one of those wooden ones, actually, I think that she got from Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so we're starting now, huh?
you have to have turkey first.
I normally do. Yes. Christmas. Not Christmas. Thanksgiving weekend is when I'm like, okay, we can listen to some Christmas carols. We can start Christmas music. We can start putting up some stuff.
Friday after Thanksgiving is when Trans-Siberian Orchestra starts playing
there
in my house.
Exactly. That, right.
So you're the day after?
I'm day after
That's when
Thanksgiving.
You said
the
you
day
were just
after
a weekend
our,
or whatever.
Elf on the Shelf. And now basically it's no holes barred after Thanksgiving.
Our tradition is the night of Thanksgiving. So once everybody, whether we went somewhere or we hosted it, once everybody's gone or we're back at home, then it's up in the attic, get all the stuff. And we have
Here it comes.
And the kids help. We have a good time, put on a, you know, whatever silly Christmas movie and get some little hot chocolate and so.
Once it's up, I'm fine with it being up and I don't mind how
I love it.
Valentine's Day for all I care, but it is. I'm kind of like I'm not quite ready, but Jenna's getting in the spirit of it, so I hate to. It's like
so. It's tis the season.
Tis the season. If it makes them happy, her happy, whatever, I'm happy. So that's where
I will say that Halloween night after trick or treating, my daughter says, "Hey,
can we put the Christmas tree up?"
Well, not she knew not ours, not the you know, not the family's decorations, but she said, "Daddy said you'd go up in the attic and get my Christmas stuff." I said. I didn't say tonight. And she goes, yeah, you did. I said, I did not say tonight.
That's sacrilegious.
And so I look at Amy, you know, I'm like, did I say that? She goes, well, I'm like, no. So she,
doppelganger.
So Amy pulled out her car, backed it out of the driveway or the garage. And her and her friends went up there, got all her stuff. She had her room completely decorated Christmas.
Oh my God.
Before she went to bed Halloween night.
Wow.
She has her own Christmas tree. It's really pretty. I mean, she has garland and all the lights.
She should just come over to our house.
She's got some like stuff that I grew up with, like my mom had in the house. It's kind of cool. I mean,
I like Christmas.
I'm not a grandma and grandpa stuff.
I'm not a Christmas hater, but I just want to, it's just, I don't know. I'm a traditionalist, you know. So.
She's still like, I can't believe you let me decorate. I go, it's your room.
That's
I don't
much
I don't
you
care.
Love her, right?
But then again, she also had Christmas music because both, I don't know about your kids, but they've grown up since babies. They have to have music playing in the room.
Yeah,
and she's had Christmas music playing in her room since September.
Oh, wow.
And wow.
Yeah.
That's dedication right there.
Now, there's a holiday between Halloween and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get to that holiday first.
Yes. That's right. Like Nate said, the turkey has to come first.
The eating holiday, right?
Yeah. But yeah.
Sorry, we got. I know I got tangential.
No, that was important stuff.
That was fun. It was very important. So we would also like to mention that we would appreciate ratings and reviews for this podcast. It really does help our numbers. And word of mouth, we keep saying.
Yes, please.
Tell your friends. You know, don't hide your wife, hide your kids. Tell your wife, tell your kids. You know, right? Tell everybody you know.
Tell something your like husband, that. Too.
Tell your, yeah, right. Everybody. Nobody's excluded.
Tell the dog. Oh, wait a minute.
Tell the dogs. Go ahead. So the main thing that we want to really hammer home all the time is the mental health that we're, the community we're trying to build here. So we always want to give out these numbers. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four on that's HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. The last four on that is TALK.
Absolutely.
We get help. That's the most important thing. We all need it. Everybody here's needed
however
it.
However you can.
Family, friends, loved ones, listeners, creepies, everybody. We all need it.
And sometimes it's family and friends that can help. Sometimes, and if it, that doesn't help, you know, there's professionals, you know.
I just had an idea.
Yes,
going,
sir.
Going back to Christmas decorations.
We have one more. I'm ready.
We have not put that to bed yet.
That's right.
We need to develop like scary Frosty the Snowman and like scary Christmas decorations.
This sounds like this could go on TikTok.
Bingo, jackpot. I love it.
Jack Frost. The
did make a scary movie.
Jack Frost. Yeah.
Uh-huh, you and, also you know, posted
little,
it.
Little,
it is scary.
Demented little elves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They're creepy anyway.
Hey, that's how we could decorate. We could decorate the studio that way.
Yes. We will have Christmas, but it'll be a creepy Christmas. It'll be a creepmas. So the other night I came home from work and my wife and daughter were watching Polar Express. Mm-hmm. We love that movie. I've seen it a thousand times. Love it.
Tom Hanks, yep.
But my daughter and I were like, man, they are really creepy. Those elves
they are.
And the one that talks,
truly.
Hey, come on. He talks like this. He talks like an old gangster, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. They're really weird looking. So there is some creepiness to,
to Polar Express.
Especially elves. Yeah. Well, I like your idea, Nate. I like that.
Yeah.
You can
is about historic
cross the both of those holidays.
Christmas
huh?
historically, remember? Didn't we said that on a certain segment we may or may not have made
right.
for Christmas about Christmas that goes back to ghost stories and telling ghost stories, right?
Yeah,
a Christmas
I
Carol.
Just
that's
learned
what,
that a couple years ago. I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah.
So who knew, right?
Who knew? Yeah. So I like that idea, Nate. We're gonna be fully decorating Christmas, but everything will be creepy.
I like it. So that is the
good idea.
Pre-topic announcements and then some. A little bit of miscellaneous extra there.
Absolutely. and all for free. That's just
all for free.
Consider that a bonus.
You're welcome.
Stop rolling your eyes, listeners. No. So thanks, Sean. And I want to mention that we are going to be doing a live show with Hillbilly Horror Stories with Jerry and Tracy. They invited us and Jimbo, Terrence, and Kyle of the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. Mm-hmm. And sometime in July.
It's a great show.
We don't. Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah. And so we're excited to hang with them. And it was an honor that, you know, Jerry asked us to do it. And Jimbo and myself. And then he got his crew and got my crew. You know, Jerry's been awesome to help us out, both podcasts, and help us get started. And they've been mentors and now friends, you know. But so he thought he would, I don't know, just kind of ask us to do an indie show with him. And, I mean, we're just blown away. What an honor.
It's
so
exciting. It
yeah,
really is.
So we want
to be here before we know it.
Yeah, so it'll be sometime in July. Like I said, once the date and the venue and the time get locked down, then tickets will go on sale. Jerry advertises it on his podcast. And so we hope we see a good showing of Creepies and Hillbillies and Tragedy of Cinema listeners. So it'll be really fun. Really, really fun. We're looking forward to it.
Mesh it all together, right?
Yep. So we'll, like I said, we'll get more details as we find out as well. So. With that said, Mr. Sean, what are we going to talk about for episode 37?
We are going to talk about something that's very close to our hearts now because we went there, and that's what we're going to talk about, is Bobby Mackey's Music World
in
Wilder, Kentucky.
Yeah.
When did we go there?
Oh, gosh.
It's a blur. Remember. October 24th. Sunday, October 24th. That day will always be etched in my mind.
Forever cemented, right?
Yeah. And, man, we had ordered tickets a long time before, you know, because when Jerry mentioned it, I'm like, oh, we got to go. So we got tickets.
Not quite a year in advance, but pretty close to it.
pretty close.
Yeah.
So, So Bobby Mackey's, it was the, Hillbilly Horror Stories live show.
Yeah.
So Jerry and Tracy and then he had a couple of ladies that do the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about, Bobby Mackey's and, you know, itself and the history and what it is. And then we'll, talk about, you know, cause we attended the live show and then we got about an hour or so. What was it? About 45 minutes or an hour.
45
tour?
Minutes to an hour tour. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
So they split the group up. One group was upstairs and the other group was down in the basement. And
we kept saying it was a good tour and it was a good amount of time, but we kept saying, oh man, we could do this, you know, spend a little more time.
Yeah. We want to come back. Yeah. So, Sean, you want to kind of give the creepy some a background of Bobby Mackey's?
Sure. So Bobby Mackey's Music World is a nightclub and honky tonk located in Wilder, Kentucky, United States. Because we got to mention United States.
Right across from Cincinnati.
Yes.
Right across the river.
Yeah. Like right there. It's owned by country singer Bobby Mackey. Urban legends claim the nightclub is a site of hauntings, murders, and suicide. And this says in Wikipedia, however, no credible evidence exists for such claims. Now, I think some people might disagree with that.
I would say so.
It says, promoted in popular culture as the most haunted nightclub in America, Mackey claims the site was originally used as a slaughterhouse in the early 19th century and later torn down for construction of a roadhouse that took on various names, such as the Brisbane, until he purchased it in 1978. This place has a portal to hell or a gateway to hell. We heard it referred to both ways.
Famous.
It is.
Portal to hell.
It's a well, but it is a. But it sounds cooler to say portal to hell or gateway to hell.
Yeah. Like a lot of these places, you know, I had no idea they existed. When I started listening to podcasts, and you know, I've heard multiple stories on Bobby Mackey's and, you know, and Jerry, that's always a staple in his, you know, his yearly live shows. They always do a live show at Bobby Mackey's in October. And we were just fortunate to get tickets and go. And it was such a fun time, obviously.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, cause I've always wanted to go. And then now having, you know, Sean and Nate to go with me, it was a blast. And then,
oh my gosh.
And they had a good showing. I'd say, gosh, I don't know.
I think there's 43.
43.
They said 42 and a half.
Is what he called it, yeah.
That's right.
His daughter-in-law, since she's shorter, she's like, why are you looking at me when you say a half?
right. But it's always a place that I'm like, man, I would love to go there because it's not that far. And then I'm just like, we did. We actually went. And, you know, not only had
fun. It was our first official field trip.
It was. Yeah, we finally talked. How many field trips have we?
To Whispers Estate,
But it was a blast. And it was, you know, I had seen pictures, but it was way different in person than I thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was way bigger. It's
rustic.
Much bigger. It's a honky tonk. I'm going to
really
say a honky
is.
Tonk.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's got all the feels of a honky tonk too.
I know he bought it in 1978 and it's still 1978 when you walk in there.
It is. It really is.
But it's awesome. It's got that vibe, that feel, you know, like
you feel like the place in some of the areas, and not to be mean, but it like it's going to fall over, you know, cave in and the floors aren't even, we were talking about, we should have been there the night before when they have, you know, they're open on Friday and Saturday nights as a nightclub.
The only time they're open.
As a honky tonk.
Mm-hmm.
And
they pack it.
I would love to see. I bet it's.
Oh yeah.
Now, before he bought it, it was a Latin Quarter, which was, you know, a Hispanic club.
Mm-hmm.
And up on the stage, there's still Latin dancing murals.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like he said, it hasn't changed.
No.
When he bought it, he didn't do nothing to it.
Yeah. Like, this is what you see, what you get.
There's something about it. It just, you're walking, you're
you
like,
you just see all the different parts of history.
Mm-hmm.
In it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely got its own look, charm, feel, you know.
And then the investigators that did the tours, they highlighted on the slaughterhouse theory.
Yes.
And they didn't find any record of it actually being a slaughterhouse. There's slaughterhouses around it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But what they discovered was that it was a distillery, whiskey distillery. And the wells, supposedly, they thought it was a slaughterhouse because they would dump the guts and blood down the wells to the river.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they discovered is a distillery, and they're pulling water from the river up to the distillery to make the whiskey.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, those, and I can't remember their names, but those ladies did a great job.
They were very
telling
nice.
The history
they,
and
they were good.
What was true and not true and kind of the legend and lore and what, yeah.
I liked that at one time it was a biker bar.
Yeah, biker
and
bar.
And it was called the Bloody Bucket because they said there were so much fighting.
Well, there
fighting
was a murder
yes.
during that time. Yeah. Yes.
But they said that they would just wipe the blood up and put it in a bucket and throw it water and throw it out the window and keep moving on. But yeah. people were stabbed and shot and killed. Yeah.
yeah.
It was a rough place.
And that was when people were in good moods.
That was a good night.
That's
yeah.
when they were in yeah. good, getting along.
The old Bloody Bucket.
And then when there's an argument, oh, man, it just got crazy.
Let's go down to the Bloody Bucket, right? Ooh.
Yeah, the Bloody Bucket. When they said that, I thought, What a perfect name.
Yeah.
Bloody Bucket. They say that it was haunted by the spirits of Pearl Bryan, whose corpse was found in a field 2.5 miles from the site in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, which is the one where they said, like,
they beheaded her.
Yes. And they said they're trying to decide whether the head ever actually ended up there or that
it
never found it. So maybe it went by, but it was in close vicinity.
I think there's speculation that it was thrown down one of the wells.
Mm-hmm. It says other legends claim Brian's murders were Satanists who cursed the location and vowed to haunt everyone involved in the prosecuting the case. There's also a legend that claims a pregnant dancer named Johanna, committed suicide because there's a song.
Yeah,
Bobby Mack. Bobby Mack actually played it while we were there. It was awesome. Committed suicide with poison in the 1940s after her father murdered her lover, Robert Randall, a singer at the club, by hanging him in the dressing room.
Ooh.
Mm. Back to Pearl.
Yeah.
A little tidbit that sort of hits closer to us is she is originally from Greencastle, Indiana.
Correct,
which is only about 40 minutes from here.
Yeah.
Yep. And what the legend is, I think it's really not just a legend, but she got raped. Or she got pregnant regardless.
Yes, she was pregnant.
And these two guys, you know, brutally murdered her and then, decapitated her. And then, just horrible, horrible story, tragic. And, who knows from the paranormal side from that story, but it did really happen. There was a real
it happened.
A murder and, very, very sad. Pearl Bryan, yep. I see Sean's looking intently.
I am because just like I said, that they're unsubstantiated.
Well,
so investigations have failed to find public records of any such events, and research into property records, newspapers, and court files have failed to substantiate claims made regarding the history of the location, which is what the ghost hunters or the paranormal investigators were trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, that there's a lot of history and there's so many, this says that there's been
a lot of stories,
30 plus, you know, years of storytelling that a lot of the stuff has been blown out of proportion or added to, or kind of gets hazy. But they said, you know, actually the, has gone on there or what has been, substantiated is even more, exciting and interesting than what people talk about.
Yeah, because during Prohibition and stuff, the mob actually controlled it. It was a club / casino.
Oh, yeah.
Back then.
Yeah. And talking about the history, this Pearl Bryan story, I know we keep going back to that, but it's 1896. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So well over 100 years. It's not a place that's just, you know, was built in 1978. That's a long time that Bobby Mackey's owned it, but it's got a lot of history way before that. And it's been so many things, so many types of.
Well, and as you walk through it, like we witnessed it, it has that feeling of, okay, let's build this part. Okay. I want to have this. Let's put this
Frankenstein
up.
Building.
Okay. We need a little bit more room over here. Let's put this up.
Yeah.
And so it's like all these different
patched together
buildings just sort of pushed together.
Yeah.
And there's actually after, what was it? The distillery, I believe, caught fire and burnt down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or they tore it down.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the distillery had its time. It was gone. Some guy, I can't remember his name, bought the property, and he built like a one-bedroom little home. And it is still in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You walk in the basement, and here's this one-room little house
yeah.
under the bar.
Yeah, they built it there's on the house.
Yeah,
I think it's cool.
However, they did that.
It had that little area for the dressing room, or in the still
to the back
for the showgirls.
Yeah,
which they used to have to hide the showgirls and all that kind of stuff. It was funny. They said Prohibition and mobster years. The slaughterhouse, which, like I said, who knows, was demolished in the early part of the 20th century, and the lot sat empty until the 1920s when a new building was erected that served as a casino, nightclub, and speakeasy during Prohibition. When Prohibition ended in 1933, E.A. Buck Brandy bought the building and named it the Primrose. After more than a decade of successful operation, his casino caught the attention of Cincinnati mobsters who tried to muscle their way into the operation. When Brandy refused to sell, the violence escalated with fighting and threats to customers in the parking lot until Buck drew a gun on a mobster named Albert Red Masterson, who was charged with attempted murder and left the casino business in 1946. So that got a little sporting back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little bloody bucketish.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I love that name.
I know. I still. talking about the Johanna lore, the building reopened as a nightclub, like Nate said, called the Latin Quarter in the 1950s. Johanna, who was said to wear rose-scented perfume, a dance hall girl, and the daughter of the nightclub's owner, she fell in love with the singer Robert Randall, who performed there. She got pregnant and intended to run off with the young singer, but her father forbade the romance and used his criminal connections to have the singer killed. When Johanna discovered what had happened, she poisoned her father, then took her own life in the basement of the building. Gives a little side note, says Bobby Mackey's full name is Robert Randall Mackey. So, I don't remember them. Did they talk about that?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, Robert Randall was, she fell in love with him, but then Bobby Mackey's name is Robert Randall Mackey.
Hmm. Isn't that weird?
Weird.
Yeah.
Creepy. And coincidence?
When Jerry was interviewing him, I think there's maybe a part of Bobby that sort of believes a little bit.
He's pretty skeptical, though.
He's very skeptical. But
he always has been.
He's been busy all these years just running his bar and making music. And so he's never really took the time to really take his attention to it. You know, he's involved with his music and just having the bar and having a good time.
He had said that he's less skeptical now than he used to be, just with all the stories and all the experiences. Yeah. And there's down in the basement, you were talking about that stair. There's a stairway to nowhere.
Yeah.
And they see spirit. There's actually, I got a good picture of.
And why was it for?
Spirit. No, go ahead.
No, it's during the mob casino time. If it got raided, it used to be a trap door in the men's bathroom. It's no longer there. That's why it's the stairway to nowhere.
Yeah. It literally just goes up and that's
goes
it.
Up to the floor and that's it.
Yeah,
and which we thought Todd was going to drop down through. By the way,
I tried.
He tried. I was like, oh, I wonder where this goes.
Yeah.
Hit
my head.
My time.
So yeah, when they got raided, you know, everybody would run in there and run out the basement.
Yep.
But they have they catch spirits on that stairway, and like pretty wild pictures of ghost activity along there. And we were trying to, there were different places down that basement. Like when we first walked in there was this concrete, the bunker room or whatever. And the lady was like, I'm not going to go in there. And my friend says she won't go in there at all.
Oh, the cinder block room?
That
was Carl's workshop.
Oh, there you go.
It's off to the left.
Whatever was going on, she did not want to have any part of it. Her friend didn't want to have any part of it.
Well, whatever's in there doesn't like her friend doing the other tour.
But it was funny, while she was saying that, I mean, almost as soon as she's like, there's something dark entity in there, one guy that was on the he just like ran right in there.
And she goes, okay, go ahead.
He's like, nah, whatever. And so we went in there. I didn't feel anything. I didn't notice anything. We were checking out. People would say, oh my gosh, do you feel that? And so I'd go behind these people, like trying to figure out what they felt. But I didn't notice anything. It's just that it was creepy.
Because we did it on the, as we were leaving.
It was raining that day, remember?
Gosh.
There was a few leaks here and there.
Yeah, a few.
A few.
The basement.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain to the listeners.
It's like a catch-all.
It really is.
It's got all these little, I don't say caves, but like these little cubbies.
Uh-huh.
And remember the jail? The little jail cell.
Yeah, it's on the back side of the one room house that's underneath there.
Yeah. And what is it, the size of a small bathroom? Small bathroom.
Yeah, like a half bath.
Yeah, half bath.
And the mobs used that if you didn't pay your what you owed them or whatever. If you're running a tab and you refused to pay, they put you in there until you decided to pay.
We'll make you change your mind.
What they say, they put showgirls in there one time?
That's what I was going to say. They also put showgirls in there. Yeah, I mean, you didn't have much.
They would
room.
Have to be tiny.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, I went in there. I did. Yeah, I think I went. We pretty much went in all the places.
Yeah.
The
it was very quiet, but that's understandable. It's a little room, probably, I'd say a foot and a half thick of brick.
Oh man.
And so yeah, you walked in there. One guy walked in and was like, "Man, it's really quiet in here." And I was like, "Well, yeah, there's nothing to make noise in here."
Mm-mm. Exactly.
It's well insulated, so you can't hear any outside noise either.
Right.
So.
And then, you know, they got those, you know, I don't know how many were, four or five of the where the showgirls would, like the dressing rooms.
I think there's four.
About four.
Two of them had lights and two of them were dark.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were creepy to me.
Yeah.
Well, you found footprints up on the wall. And like, how did the footprint get up there? And then
so I took a picture of that.
Raccoon prints too, but that
my wife. Who would take their shoe off and stick it up there just to.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I showed my wife and kids, and they were like, they got creeped out. They were like, what? And I mean,
it was a little weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And I'm like, and then I remember, and one of the women, you know, there was part of the tour. She was like, what? Oh my gosh, she freaked out too. I was like, that's weird.
You and
I don't care what it is. That's weird.
Other couple ladies were trying to figure that out, and then we behind us were these like raccoon prints, but you could kind of see where the raccoon could probably get up. It was kind of in the
those
in
little
the
boogers
ceiling,
can,
and they
yeah.
get anywhere,
yeah.
but.
But those footprints
the footprint didn't
bizarre.
Make any sense.
It doesn't. Yeah, I don't.
Now know. That single room house that's still down there with that the stairs nowhere go down into it. The jail is on the back side of the room.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the well to hell.
Yes.
So gateway to hell is in there too.
This says some still believe the building's basement holds the gateway to the portal to hell itself. A reference to the long abandoned quote unquote slaughterhouse well. Stairs near the well and the old slaughterhouse have been deemed the stairs that lead to nowhere, which we're talking about. Phantom footsteps can often be heard there. Some believe the spirits can't cross flowing water, so the rare northern current from the Licking River, that's an interesting river name, right? Licking River, may be keeping the dark forces trapped inside the building. A former caretaker, this is what we wanted to bring up, is Carl. That lived in the apartment upstairs, which we got to go to his apartment, which was kind of creepy and cool.
That was very creepy.
Claims to have been demonically possessed by the spirits. His exorcism, which I think he had three, didn't they?
Two.
He had it was
two.
A two. He had two exorcisms.
And they're on
and
YouTube.
They were performed. Mm-hmm. Oh, are they? Did you watch them?
No, I haven't watched them.
Oh, we
got to
watch
them up.
We all need to look at them.
Bobby Mackey exorcisms.
Yep.
They were performed in the club by a minister. And we went back in that area. It's behind the bar, or behind the bar and the stage and all that kind of stuff.
It was
way
called
back in the back.
The front kitchen at that time.
Yes,
it's just a seating area now. But
well,
it's
kind of raised up.
I went in there. Now it was raining that day. It was kind of weird weather, and who knows what the barometric pressure. But I did go back in that area, and I felt like a chill in my head. It was a weird, you know how you get that chill up your spine, but it was almost like this weird. I don't know what in my
tingling
head. Tingling in my head.
And well, you're about to get hit by lightning. That's what that was.
Well, maybe. But it was.
Or
that's
Spider-Man.
What
Spider-Man.
That's
Spidey
what
senses.
My Spidey sense.
Your Shawnee Spidey sense.
I'm not going to. I have something inappropriate to say, but I'm not going to say it. So, but I did. In that area, I did feel it. But I was kept thinking, weather. Yeah. Maybe I was about ready to get struck by lightning. God,
I was standing next to him.
God, strike me dead. But that was a weird area.
Well, that portal to hell, that well thing. So, yeah. Carl says that he got possessed. He was told
He was tortured, basically, by the spirits.
Yeah. And so he went down in the basement.
And it
and
wasn't
just dug
uncovered.
Up
it was underneath the
Yeah,
house.
He had to dig it up in concrete. Yeah. Like, it would not have been easy.
Concrete,
it took him a long
floor.
Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty thick.
And Bobby came down there. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, I got to dig this up. And sure enough, there's a well
and
underneath
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I asked, because I was curious, and I was like, well, was there any documentation of when they built this house that this well was underneath it? Because, I mean, it's there plain as day. So whoever, you know, the guy that built that house in that location, he had to have known it was there. You built over it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you built over it.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I mean, was there anything that Carl could have gotten hold of to say that it was underneath this house. She's like, we haven't found anything.
Right.
The best of their knowledge, nobody was aware that it was underneath there, other than the guy that built the house, who was deceased,
right,
I presume, at that time.
Yeah.
Well, somebody brought up a good question about Carl, and not to
disparage him.
Disparage him, that's a good way to put that. Said, you know, and they even said, out of all due respect, did Carl have mental issues? Was he schizophrenic? And they said, you know, nobody... Bobby Mackey wouldn't have sat there and really probably discussed something that personal.
Because that was his good friend.
And he was there for a long time and was a caretaker to that place. And so, but I had, when that guy brought that question up, I'm like, I'm thinking the same thing. You're hearing voices, something telling you to do something. A lot of time that does go along with schizophrenia.
It was known that he was an alcoholic.
Yep. Yes. So there was that definitely can affect your brain, your neurological issues. So who knows? But I don't know.
But you know what? You have to discuss that. You have to say that.
Yeah.
You can't leave that out. We're not trying to badmouth him.
No,
we're not at all. I feel that's horrible he went through that, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to lay it out, all of it.
It was interesting that he would
let the listener.
Facts are facts.
And let them, yeah. Right.
Carl would tell these stories and Bobby would say, don't keep those on the down low, because I don't want people to think this is a haunted place. I want this to be a honky tonk. For a long time he wanted to downplay that.
Well, he's afraid of losing business.
Yeah, but after a while it's like people are coming because of this. Yeah. You know?
There's shadow figures in the establishment, and
we went to the creepy corner.
Yeah,
there's a creepy corner.
So
over by the bowl and the pool tables.
The pool table. Yeah. So
mechanical bowl.
So we went as our group. Like I said, the one group was split, and you know, whoever was down in the basement, the other group was upstairs, and then we'd switch. And so, you know, the one that the tour guy that we had, you know, she's telling about the creepy corner and all this stuff. And then later on, not too much later, but then three of us went back over there, just us. And she had said that a lot of times they get headaches
or
nauseous. They get nauseous
or pressures in their head.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tracy said she got nauseated.
Yeah, she did. She's got nausea there, and
I didn't. I felt head pressure is what I felt.
And I'm not kidding. And I am not making this up.
Yeah.
Because I felt great. I mean, and all of a sudden, well, I don't know, we stood there, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Probably 2 or 3 minutes in, I was like, front of my head. I was like, wow. You know, it wasn't like debilitating. It wasn't killing me. It wasn't a migraine.
Right.
But I was
felt
like,
the same way.
I felt pressure.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, really? I was like, oh, yeah, I can feel it.
I felt
and
it after
I didn't feel
you,
nauseous. I didn't feel bad. But I just, and then walking away, gone. It was just weird.
Yeah,
just,
you same know, thing.
And again, I don't know.
Well, she told us that the one girl told us a story back there, too, when we were all back there. About the pool ball.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
She said she always tries to put the pool ball and tell the spirits if they're there, move, you know, hit the pool ball in. And she said it never happens. And then it did happen. I can't remember exactly. She was with one other person, and it actually did go in. And she said she was just amazed. And she said, I want to get the video and be able to look back at it. But she said, I know that it happened, that pool ball knocked itself in, and there she was showing how, like, she set it up and she was hitting it. She said with her hip, she's like, it's not going in,
thick.
So nobody,
I mean,
nobody could just hit it in, you know, without knowing.
No.
You
and
know,
they
physically,
because they do during the week, it's a honky tonk Friday and Saturday, but the rest of the week and the rest of the time they let the paranormal investigators come in there and do tours, ghost tours and stuff. And she says there's only one light on at the doorway when you come into there, and then they have to go over and start turning the lights on. And she looked down to the creepy corner, and you could see with that one light, usually you see the reflection on the metal strip of the pool table. And she said that she looked down there and she saw a little bit of the strip, darkness, a little bit of the strip. So she knew it was like a shadow figure
standing right in between.
There in front of the pool table. But then by the time she was able to, she looked away real quick and then looked back and it was gone. She could see the whole strip again.
Yeah. That was when she got there and she was like,
bat. I'm going to go outside and wait for someone else to be here.
Yeah. Bobby,
she's there all the time.
Bobby told the story. Remember, he said he came in there and he was emptying out one of the
The
punching.
The games.
He was emptying out the change. And
punch
he
out, I think.
He put the flashlight down. Everything was dark, and he put the flashlight on the table so just enough so he could see. And he said and next thing he knows, the flashlight rolled off the table, and he said it scared him, you know.
All right. Nobody was around. He didn't bump it.
Yeah, and so it rolled off, and he said, I was done after that.
And his, the way he talks, I love his low, smooth calm, voice, yeah. You know, the Southern accent, yep. And just him telling that, it was just, you know, he's like, smooth. I mean, what it was, I don't know. You know,
I don't know what it was, but.
But he goes, greet me out or spook me, you know.
And I just, him, yep.
He was great. And then he even sang the song he wrote, Johanna, you know, about that legend, yeah. About the woman.
The stripper or dancer.
Uh-huh, yeah. That Randall. But, and he's saying, yeah, that was cool, though.
One goofy fact.
It's a good song.
It is really a good song.
Nothing paranormal, but one goofy fact, which we all noticed, is on the dance floor where all the tables were and we sat, the whole floor slants.
Yes. If you were drunk, I don't know how you wouldn't fall and break something. Or someone.
And you know, this place is awesome, though.
It is. It really is.
It's because, like, we're not making fun to make fun, to bash the place. The place is... It's a character.
It's wild.
Yeah. It's got character. And it's, yeah,
it
it's
does have
wild.
A lot of character.
And I would love to go to that. Like, I remember
I go back easy.
Nate
yeah.
goes, this is my kind of place. Like, yeah. I mean, because it is.
I want to go
took
and
me
see.
Back to my band days yeah. playing in bars.
And the stage is big.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge stage.
We got
stage.
Good pictures to show of this place, yeah. too. And it is. But I do. I want to go back on a Friday or Saturday night and check it out.
Oh, man. Yeah, because Jerry and Tracy and
they went there the night before.
Yeah. And they said it was rocking.
She was supposed to make, during their show, she was going to make some kind of a like cackle or something, and she says, oh, I didn't quite make a good enough cackle. And he said, with all that secondhand smoke you had last night, I'm surprised it's not just natural.
Yeah, there's no smoking yeah. outside. They smoke remember when we walked
old
in
old school.
Yeah, you can smell it.
Oh, you smell the beer, the cigarettes. And I don't smoke. I've never
I can't
smoked.
Smell
I don't
as
like,
well and I
don't
still
like
pick
rhythm,
up some of that. Yeah,
it was like, I don't know, just like, ah, it's kind of cool though.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, because you know it's old in the history, yeah. And the yeah.
But then when we got there, Tracy came out of the bathroom. That's when we met her. And she's like,
oh, yeah.
And we're talking about like how how creepy it can be there and all that kind of stuff. She's like, yeah, I always hate going to the bathroom because it always feels like something's watching you.
Yeah, right.
The bathroom. Okay.
That was Todd experienced that. Well, we all experienced the bathroom.
Yeah, because I think it was, yeah, her and a friend, or was it her and Kristen, her daughter? Anyway, it might have been a friend. Yeah, so then we all three had, because we'd, you know,
oh, she had that friend
on
there,
the road.
Dolly too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She was sweet. She, yeah. So we went to the bathroom, and it's interesting. They got the troughs,
yeah. uh-huh. to, trough funerals.
Yeah. One stall, one toilet, and
tiny.
It's tiny, interesting.
Yeah, not for tall guys.
The walls are maybe 4 foot high.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm 6'3".
Leprechauns.
I look, hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going? Todd, you're gonna need a little. You need a moment in here.
You know when we said that they haven't put a lot of money into it because it's still stuck in 1978, maybe a little older than that.
It's true.
I thought maybe could upgrade the bathroom a little bit, but no.
I don't think so.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nope. Nope. And Jerry even said he doesn't put any money into it. But when Tracy said that, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is going to be where I'm going to have my first experience or a experience and be in the bathroom. I'm like, oh,
we
no.
were ready. We were ready for that first
I know.
Experience.
I mean, you don't even have a stall to hide in.
Yeah, or you really don't.
I can't do that, really. I mean, if there was like a bunch of guys, I just can't. I don't know. But it was Bobby Mackey's. It was like, yep.
It's part of the experience,
that's part
right?
of the, yeah. yeah. It's the Bobby Mackey's music world.
It really
and then some.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jerry and Trey, they did a great job on their story. You know, they gave, he goes, what? He goes, it was a Canadian story. And he goes, yeah. Of course it makes sense being in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, we're in Kentucky at a honky tonk.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Canada.
That was so fun. Yeah, I had met him twice before, but it was your first time meeting actual in person, Jerry and Tracy.
No, that was awesome. And they're good huggers. We talked about that before another episode.
That made Sean's day. Yeah,
I did.
They are good huggers. We got our pictures with them. And
just awesome people. They really are.
But
someone asked during the tour if we'd be able to go up to Carl's apartment.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, we probably won't have time to go up there. And we rarely ever do go up there. And so we got up there.
But they let us in.
Yeah. She
goes, hey, you want
to
go up
tour was over. And she's like, you want to go up to Carl's apartment? Yeah. And it's like, yeah. And we walk in this off of the gift shop. It's like a dark, well, I mean, there might have been lights in there, but they weren't on. It was a dark sort of panel-y hallway. And she goes over to like the corner and opens up the wall. It's a hidden, pretty much a hidden door in the wall. It's like, where'd that come from?
Oh, it had all kinds of stuff like that.
And
so cool.
In that hallway to get in that stairwell to go up there, I had to go sideways. My shoulders are too broad. I was hitting both sides of the wall. It's like, yeah, this is an afterthought.
Yeah, right.
It was, yeah.
Let's make this Carl's place.
And that going up there, I mean, stuff everywhere.
You were going to take a bath, though.
Ceiling,
like, you liked his bathtub,
in.
Remember? You liked his bathtub. You were looking in there, and you're like,
oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, it was pristine.
Get my little rubber ducky, and oh, my gosh.
Dirtiest.
Yeah.
Looking. I took a picture of it.
You're like, Sean, look at this. It was a great. Well, I was like, oh,
you can tell it's not being used anymore.
No,
I hope
the
not.
Ceiling's caving in, and
no,
oh yeah,
I
it's in
not.
Rough shape.
I mean, just stuff everywhere. It was actually good size. I mean,
yeah.
If you're gonna, if it, I mean, you know, if it's in good
for
shape,
a bachelor. I mean, what,
oh yeah,
decent
yeah.
size.
Had a little kitchenette. Yeah, little, you know, whatever. And it was interesting. Interesting,
yeah,
interesting,
to say the least.
Even has some old trophies still up there on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the bingo cards.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah.
Boxes and boxes and
yeah,
boxes
I remember one
full.
Of the, yeah, the
there were labels for his records, too, remember?
Yeah, there? Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
his demo tapes.
Demo tapes, yeah.
Bobby Mackey demo tapes for cassettes.
Oh, that was cool, yeah. It's
like,
right. Oh, man.
Crazy. Just crazy. Yeah, but then,
yeah, this
and then they had that, then when we went back downstairs, they had that, like, sitting room, kind of like the,
yeah,
not green
yeah.
room, but, like, kind of hanging
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, that was
the,
fun,
the
yeah.
vault room.
And then, well... They had that, the vault,
oh, yeah,
but then they had the other one that had, because he had, like, pictures and, like, had, like a couch and a little table.
That's where the vault was.
That was the vault?
That was where the vault was at, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's right.
I thought the vault was on the other side, closer to, okay.
Mm-mm. No, it was in that same room.
Nate's
he's right.
got a good memory on that. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I love that little room. I mean, there's, I just couldn't believe how many tables and chairs. There's
like a VIP room.
There's just table everywhere. Like, you can sit and you can be in this little cove here, a little alcove, you know, a little...
It's one of a kind,
it could be right in
sure.
the center, or you could be up on, like, in the back where they had the, Carl had the exorcisms, you know, that kind of where you said you got that feeling.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Until you got struck by lightning. No.
I left that part out.
400... No. But... but
it's all making sense now.
Yeah. They had tables and chairs everywhere. I'm like, it was awesome. I don't know. It was
That's
cool.
crazy.
Yeah.
And then I think what they say, there's three wells, the ones underneath the house in the basement... There's one at the south end of the property and at the end of the parking lot that they haven't found yet.
Okay, yeah. I can't remember if they've... Okay.
And then there's one at the north end of the parking lot on the other side of the building, and it is there, and it has a grate over top of it, so you can't get inside of it or nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's got...
It's a wild ride is what it is.
If you live close to Kentucky, go to there.
It's just to go, yeah.
It's insane.
Well, Cincinnati area. That's where
I would have
Wilder's
never,
right south
yeah,
of Cincinnati.
I tried to do some...
Yeah. Close to Newport.
I tried to do some looking into it before we went, and you can't really prepare yourself.
No.
You just got to go.
And and you look at all the pictures and stuff, but then when you get there and see it in person, it's just like,
it's
okay.
Whole different ballgame.
Yeah, the... It's really cool, though. It is really cool. It's just, I don't know. We're talking about this for our episode.
We're like, all smiling, aren't we?
It's because as we're talking.
Reminiscing.
I'm picturing everything, and it's like, that is insane. It's crazy.
The best time,
it's
though.
Weird.
The best thing, I should say, was just that we were all together, you know, and it was fun. And it was fun because we had Jerry and Tracy there, and we got to meet Bobby Mackey, and we got to. It was just the whole experience. And then take a ghost tour. I mean, it was just really cool.
And I had my flashlight.
You did. You were ready.
Yeah.
Cam and
diving. That's when we started diving in and out of places. That's when I was.
I had to use my phone.
Yeah, she's like, "Hey, yeah, you can go back in here and weasel around in here if you have a flashlight or something."
What you find back there?
One.
That strong.
Goes,
that's
there we go.
The strong man. You guys.
Yeah.
You guys. Everybody else was talking about something else, and they were, you know, answering questions.
Well, I found it. Then I brought you guys over here. And I was like, "What? What's that? What's that?" And I shine my light back on. I was like, "Oh, it's a strong man."
That's pretty funny.
Arm wrestling.
Yeah.
Machine or whatever.
That's cool.
I took a picture of it. Showed my son. He's like, "Oh, that's weird." I mean, he thought it was funny.
It's cute weird, though.
You know, did you get something grab you or touch you, felt like on your leg, back of your leg in the basement?
Yeah. Right? I mean, when we first walked into the basement, I felt like a burning sensation on my shoulder.
Okay.
Up by my neck. I've never had any spiritual experiences or nothing, so it's like I took note of it, but I was okay, something weird, I don't know. And then when we're in, all three of us went into the little jail cell
right
in the little room house down there. when we came back out, we're listening to the paranormal investigator continue the tour and everything. And I felt like something pinched my calf.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And I looked down. I'm like, what the heck? Nobody was behind me. Nothing was behind me.
Yeah, and you said it pretty quick.
You didn't tell us till later. But there were several people on that tour that kept saying, did you feel that? Oh, my gosh, did you hear that? Did you see that? You
know, I think
there
were a lot of those girls were overreacting.
Well, no, I agree. But then,
there were a few of them that were a little obnoxious.
But what I'm saying is the interesting thing is that you said that, you know, you guys, I did have noticed this and that. So I thought that was interesting that even though they were, you know, and because we were all trying to be pretty open-minded about things. But I think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. I mean, like you said, nobody's behind you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and you didn't hit it on something.
No, I mean, there wasn't anything. Because that's why I looked behind me to see if I hit my leg into something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, there wasn't anything there.
The thing about that basement is there's just, watch your step. I mean, there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the upstairs. Nothing.
Broken bottles everywhere, too, because they have little chutes up at the bar, and they just drop the bottles down there to land in 50-gallon plastic drums. Well, I mean, obviously it misses every once in a while. There's shards of glass everywhere. So don't walk barefooted down there.
No, and isn't the girls' dressing rooms, weren't they kind of raised up or no?
I think they stepped up. Yeah,
I mean, just nothing is even.
Yeah, seems like. Yeah, like I said, it's all cookie cutter. It's like we need some dressing rooms. All right, put them over here.
Yeah.
Hey, the floor's muddy. All right, lift them up. make them step ups. Who knows?
Oh, man.
But then there's the one. Place, I think it would be like remembering the machinery behind the fence in there. I think it's like the boiler room or something like that. They call it the room of faces.
I remember. Yeah.
Kind of concrete.
I forgot about that.
Room.
Yep.
And they just call it that. They haven't really gotten any big hits of paranormal in there. But when you looked at like the stains,
you
on
could
the concrete,
see different things. It's kind of like looking in the faces. Clouds and seeing different.
I took
things.
A picture
one,
of that dragon.
One of them was a dragon.
Yeah,
I took a picture of that.
Well, they said they also had toys there. Remember with the kids?
Yeah, for whatever reason, they thought then maybe they had some, kids were in. I don't know.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. I didn't understand that.
I don't know why kids would be in, but who knows?
It was a creepy
way. Maybe they let them in years ago. You know, they didn't have the
or
laws.
Maybe the dancers' kids stay down there while their mom was making money.
Who knows? It was kind of odd.
That's a heartwarming thought, right there.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's been a lot of things though, and I want to go back. I want to spend more time.
Mm-hmm.
Both upstairs and in the basement because there's just so much.
I would love to go back, honestly.
Oh, yeah, and it's not that far.
You just want to ride the bull.
I do want – well, no, I've got stories to tell on that one. No,
my luck, I know better. Pushed off. I get pushed. No, see,
my younger years, yes, not now, though.
Oh, my gosh, with my knee, my hip, my
back. I get all tore up.
I'm doing it.
No, but Aaron, Linda, and Mike all said that they would go, so just so their game when we want to go down.
Well, because that started off our – paranormal night.
Our big weekend.
Did Whispers Estate. You like that?
Day.
I called it Whispers. Didn't say Whispers.
I like it.
Whispers Estate that night. So we had a heck of a day. Fun filled Sunday of craziness.
Good memories.
Yeah. But yeah, we told Aaron, so you got to go to Bobby Mackey's. Yeah. So
she's game.
Oh, yeah. I figured. And yeah, Linda and Mike, they said they'd go. And they're funny. But no, it was a neat place. It was fun. And I want to definitely go back. I know Jerry, now he's just planning I listened to his last episode. And he gave the 2022 schedule. Mm-hmm. They're only doing 5 live shows.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And we're one of them.
Yay.
I mean,
yay.
That's big time.
I mean, that's big time.
You know, and I know Jimbo and those guys, they're feeling excited too. But but one of them is Bobby Mackey's in October because they said they'll always do that.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to see if he can, you know, it's obviously a ways away, but they're going to try to get him to show up again.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool.
Yeah.
He still thought it was Saturday, but.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that was so funny.
Awfully,
he was a little off on his face.
It's awfully bright in here.
Bright in here. Isn't it Saturday?
He was a hoot, man. No, I could listen to him all day. He's 73. He looks great.
Yeah,
he really does.
Looks good.
Play the acoustic and play the, sings just smooth. He's just smooth. I don't know. You know, so I'd love to see him perform on a Friday or Saturday night with a full band, you know, and whoever, I guess other bands play too or whatever. So, yeah, we'll have to, maybe we'll do that. Maybe next time we'll go and. You know,
have an extended
down
weekend.
Go actually see the show.
Hang out Saturday and then And then go to the show. Yeah, just get rooms or something down
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
that'd
be cool.
Yeah. So stay in the basement.
Stay in the basement, no yeah.
Well, that's what I thought.
Got
I
some mean, accommodations out. Or Carl's place.
Move over, Carl.
Take a bath.
I think I'd rather stay in the basement.
I think. Yeah, I agree with you.
Be honest with you. I think I saw a Chick-fil-A.
Snuggle
cup.
Up.
Wasn't there like a Chick-fil-A
there was somebody hangs
cup,
out.
I'm like, oh, hold on. I know that's
there's
not left.
Tennessee whiskey yeah. there, I know.
Yeah, it was.
We can throw sleeping bags and snuggle up to the well.
No, thanks.
Weird.
No, thanks.
That was the water's keeping it at bay.
That's okay. I'll let
that's
you.
Weird.
Yeah, she pointed out in that room, like if you look at the wallpaper is still on the walls.
And yeah.
It's like,
what was
it's
that?
It's floral.
Yeah.
Pink floral. Yeah.
Taking pictures of it, it doesn't really come no. through. You can't really
it's pretty
tell.
Pretty faded.
But yeah, but if you get up close to it and look
mm-hmm.
at
you
it,
you can
like
see it. Yeah.
The walls are all floral.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
The last thing you would think you'd see in a honky tonk. Yeah. That's been ran by the mafia and, yeah, weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah. There's. It's juxtaposed place, and it's weird.
Yeah, I think of all the topics we've talked about, this one is because we were there. It's really hard to describe. It's yeah. hard to you know.
We well, to talk, get to the basement, you gotta go outside.
Yeah, we got
I
caught in the rain.
Never,
we got caught
like,
in the rain.
Come on,
that. Yeah.
I'm like, here we go. I'm like, and it was a downpour too. It wasn't just like a sprinkle. And then of course, when we went out back upstairs, it stopped. I'm like,
Todd goes, you looked over at me and you're like, don't you have some umbrellas? I'm like, in my trunk.
Well, Sean, when we got there, he
I had said, should I bring them in?
You're I'm like, why would we need umbrellas for? You know, thinking, yeah. Oh,
he looked, I was like, hey, listen, let's just make a run for it. Let's go.
Hey, Sean, you got those umbrellas.
Up two.
As I,
is that you?
Oh, yeah. It's you. Yeah, it's just a place. It's hard to, I don't know. We could talk about the history and the paranormal.
For
like,
a long,
to
yeah.
say,
yeah,
it's really still hard. Yeah, it's hard to paint a perfect picture of what it is because mm-hmm. it's all just everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's got everything and anything. Yeah,
you're gonna love my middle-aged moment.
Are we? Is that why you're trying?
I don't.
You're saying to?
I'm not necessarily. I'm just excited.
I'm kidding.
I'm excited for you to know.
No, my next. I was gonna say.
I beat you to it, didn't I?
You did. I was gonna say. Are we? I don't have anything else to say other than go see it if you can.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Read the history. Read the
you
stories
have to
about
see
it.
For
watch
yourself.
The videos. Like Nate said, you can watch the exorcisms. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
I gotta do that. I hadn't watched those. Ooh,
so
yeah, gotta be creepy.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the. Topic of Bobby Mackey's music world.
So it's it's a fun talk and it's a fun place and you got to go see it.
Yes. And I would suggest try to go next year in October mm-hmm. to Hillbilly Horror Stories live show there. So
yes,
because that's obviously
I agree.
So fun as well. So
I have there's not really any darkness to take. I mean, there's some weirdness to take us out of there, but to just
there better be some weirdness.
There is some weirdness, definitely. But I thought it would be appropriate to go over the lyrics of Johanna.
Oh, yeah.
Johanna.
That's cool.
So the song is by Bobby Mackey, like we said. So way back. Yeah. And go listen to it. I'm not going to do it justice just by reading it. But way back in the 30s in the town of Wilder lived an old man and his lovely little daughter. They ran gambling for a living. It was the best place around. All the men would come and lay their money down. Her daddy was a jealous man, but Johanna fell in love. He kept saying the man dealt a bad hand. So deep in the night, when all of the world is quiet, someone came and took her lover's life. Johanna, Johanna, where are you now? Could it be you're still here somehow? Johanna, Johanna, where are you now? Is it true you're still here somehow? Now today, it's a different place or the same with a new face. With strange mysteries hanging in the air, people in their sane minds swear they see you today. Are you looking for your love that are you looking for the love they took away? Everyone knows that you couldn't bear the pain. So you took your life in the pouring rain. You took your life in the pouring rain. Johanna, Johanna, are you really here? Looking for your lover after all these years. Johanna, Johanna, are you really here? Has your lover returned after all these years? Now some may not believe it, and I won't say it's true, but some of us have smelled your rose perfume. Johanna, Johanna, are you really here? Looking for your lover after all these years. Johanna, Johanna, are you really here? Has your lover returned after all these years? Has your lover returned after all these years? It's a very haunting song, but mm-hmm. it is beautiful.
While you're reading that, I saw this at the very end of this article.
Mm-hmm.
It says a club employee has seen a dark, very angry man behind the bar and a spirit who calls herself Johanna. She would often speak to him and leave the scent of roses in her wake.
And I think that Bobby Mackey's wife has smelled perfume too, so I'm not touching anything, I promise. So anyway, so yeah, that's the report of a lot of people. So anyway, I thought that was appropriate to end that way.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Yeah.
No problem. Coming out of the middle age moment, I want to tell you how to get a hold of us. You can use our email address. That's makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's, and that's merch orders or just to get in touch with us, stories, anything you want to share with us. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTokers, because we're TikTokers now, of course. And sure. We have, you got us, it's a mouthful. Todd's Tuesdays, TikTok Terrors. I'm not without the Todd, but still.
It will so be next
watch
week.
Watch for those. Yeah, watch for those on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah.
On
we're going to put it on. Technically called Tuesday's TikTok Terror, yes. But we will post it on Instagram and Facebook.
All
just
of
short,
the above,
little short
right?
stories. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a video.
And you get to see us.
Oh, our beautiful faces.
Sorry in advance,
yeah.
Right? No.
Yeah. should so, we post a warning?
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Listen and watch at your own at your own peril.
Right.
We are on all major podcast listening platforms, so pick one and go with it, because we're on. If it's out there, we're probably on it.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. 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 Mr. Nate, what do you think?
Well, we're not Mackieing this story up, but that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Never lets us down, does he, Sean?
No, he does not.
He does not.
Never will.
Never will. That's right. He brings it every time. So, guys, we want to thank you for listening again to episode 37. We appreciate your ears, as always. And until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.